Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Okay, we're back here with Tim's famous stories, the famous Tim legend of Glenbrook. Take us away about the stories of the Glenbrook Fire Brigade, Tim.
Yes, okay, good afternoon. This is a little story about the Glenbrook and Voluntary Fire Brigade, which was formed in 1942 by George Bunyan and as captain, and Dan Edwards as deputy. It consists of a lift-on tank unit, which was stored in the rear of yard of George's home and butcher shop in Ross Street. Dan Edwards' old truck was used for transporting it. As there was no water laid on in the early days, tanks, water, wells and dams were the only water supply. The dams were at Hodson's Bruce Road, Latimer's Lucasville Road and Bland's Station Street, plus the lagoon and Glenbrook Road. There were also very deep wells at Bland's and Woods in Brook Street, now Woodville Street. St Peter's Anglican Church bell rang to warn people of the fire. After World War II, it ended. The air raid siren was used during the war, which was fixed to the corner of a light pole at Forrester's Garage. It was used until the fire brigade station was built by volunteer labour and opened in 1951. The building is now used by the Lower Mountains SES station, which is now demolished and Anglican Church has got it. During the war years, most men in the services, only older men and boys were available, so it was one in all situation. That is when I was started firefighting. In 1945, Council purchased an RWF pump-up trailer, which was stored at Charlie Forrester's garage and towed by private vehicles. In 1950, Milton Knowles, an engineer member, built a unit from a 1936 Dodge truck expons hose repurchased from Stan Edwards for £200, a second-hand fuel storage tank, and the motor and pump unit from the trailer was used. In later years, an instrument for measuring bearings was set up in George Bunyan's front garden in Hare Street, which was reasonably high. This was used for sighting at distant fires and used as an old instrument known as an Adelaide. It was replaced by a newer version. It was given to the new 301 New South Wales Brigade Station for their local collection of fire items. The 96 Dodge fire tanker was sold to Castlereagh Bush Fire Brigade from memory for £100, which gave many more years of service. Some funny incidents from the past. I'll tell you about these. I like to put these in. The local history pub again at the temporary lapse and hotel bar next to the Forrester's Garage provided a free beer to members of returning crews. A local resident, black in his face, sat in the park and lined up each time. The barman, after the third time round, recognised him and said, "You have been to a few fires today, mate." That put into his scheme. During a fire at Emu Plains where only wet potato sacks were being used, a lady resident was standing near us in her backyard when the flames were approaching her house. She became so worried that she stripped off her slacks, dipped them in the drum of water and used them to help beat out the flames. On another occasion, we were in a fire in Fletcher Street, Glenbrook. The boys were putting water on the outside toilet when I came back along and said let the toilet burn and save the house. That came out of the toilet saying, "Let it burn, be darned." I was in there. Apparently the boys had seen her enter and I had the lure, but I had not. During a fire in the area of present day Blackstone High School, we were told to go to the Copper Kettle tea rooms on the Western Highway for free tea and scones. It was a striking hot day. The lady came out of the kitchen dressed only in a bra and panties and an apron and said to the firefighters, "Don't mind me dressed like this, they're bloody hot in the kitchen." The boys replied, "No worries, love, just keep up the tea and scones." They're just some stories from the, funny stories from my days in the fire brigade. We had a young member who started fires when things were quiet and this became a problem. We didn't wish to report him to the police. I arranged for another member attending the next fire next fire to grab him by the shoulders, legs, swing him towards the fire, saying, "You like fires, in you go." Of course, we didn't let him go, but sure cured him out forever, as there were no more suspicious fires from then on. A local landowner offered a generous tree for burning of adjoining property. Unfortunately, the lady who owned the block refused permission. There were no laws on hazard racket in those days for us to pay a reply on. We had an idea to send a member on his bike to light up the bottom paddock when it was quite safe. Weather-wise, we were assembled at the station, training and ready to respond. Unfortunately, the member sent on his bike was so keen to get back that he left before making sure the fire had taken hold. When he arrived back at the station, we responded, only to find that there was no fire. Thankfully, we did not possess flashing lights and sirens in those days. An old Dodge tank and crew still made a bit of noise. The lady came out to see what was going on. As I was always taught that honesty was the best policy, I suggested that someone approach her and admit that we were had in mind. The answer was, "It's your idea, Tim, you do it." So I explained to the lady that if we could fight it, if we light it, any other person may light it at the same time. Light it at any time. And we're not available and this could cause danger. I also explained that with a tank and crew we could burn it safely within 2 hours. My explanation worked and we received our much-needed donation. Our fire brigade had a very good safety record, having only one serious accident. Leo Electric caught his hand in the radiator fan of the pump motor, sustained damage to his fingers. In 1943, the Board of Fire Commissioners took over the station. Those members of the old brigade who lived and worked locally and were able to respond on a basis of 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, were able to apply for join the board's new team. And that's there was the end of the. That was it. Until, of course, the fire board of fire commissioners took over in 1953 and was disbanded.
Well, so Tim's doing a fantastic podcast, putting me to shame. I have to do a bit more sort of. Systematic podcasting. So that was brilliant, Tim. We'll put that up and we'll collect them all together. They're not being lost, or being stored on the internet or on my computer raw and on the internet with a bit of music either side. So thanks a lot, Tim, and we'll make tracks.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.